Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Hello, everyone. This is Lillian bringing you another episode of The Breakaway Breakdown. This week, I am bringing you an interview with the Puyallup champion, Riley George. Riley has had a fantastic season so far, winning Salinas on Liz Hurd's Walking the Dog, and then changing it up to win Puyallup on her gelding Royce. And we chat a little bit about her season and how everything came together in front of a rowdy Washington crowd 2 weekends ago. Now, winning Puyallup is definitely exciting, but a key factor in winning that rodeo is a ticket to the Sioux Falls Rodeo, which is going to pay huge dividends for these breakaway ropers as they enter the final season sprint. Number 1 through 4 in Puyallup got a ticket to Sioux Falls, and joining Riley George will be Zoe Bedke, Martha Angeloni, and Haley Williams. Going back to Riley, after our weekend filled with fun things, including the Pendleton Roundup, I have her projected to hold strong at number 7 in the world with a total of $114,418. She is literally $300 behind number 6, Maddie Dearman, and all the girls in there are super tight, starting with number 5, Shan McCartney with $115,000, and stretching down to number 10, Joey Williams, who has $109,000. So it's going to be some great watching, grabbing the popcorn and the calculators as we get into the final 2 weeks of the pro rodeo season. But before we dive in, I need to give a shout out to our episode sponsor, who is Mane and Tail. Mane and Tail is supporting our Women in Rodeo Month, which is the entire month of September, and they have some fantastic products that you've probably tried before. They are just classic and leave your horse feeling silky smooth and clean. You will be hearing a little bit more about them at the break, but for now, it's time to rope. Let's go. Well, hello, Riley. Thanks for joining me after a late day in Puyallup and then an early morning in Pendleton.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about logistics-wise getting over to Pendleton this morning.
It was pretty simple. Puyallup perf yesterday was at 1 o'clock, so we had pretty much all afternoon, and it was only 4 hours over here, so it was a pretty easy drive.
Well, there you go. How did slack go this morning for you?
No luck this morning. I got the barrier this morning in Pendleton.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thankfully you have a almost $20,000 weekend to bolster your spirits.
Yeah, it was a good week.
Awesome. Yeah, I was pulling money for Puyallup, of course, and then I kind of started going through everything else, and I was like, well, gosh, you know, she made out like a bandit. I have you at $19,620 with all the rodeos you hit last week.
Yeah, it was a good week for sure. I didn't have the best week the week before, so I was trying to hoping for a good week during Puyallup.
Mm-hmm. And how has the Northwestern run been for you previously?
Last year I had a pretty good Northwest run. I would say it's been better to me this year, but it's been a lot of fun with the horse I have and everything.
Mm-hmm. And you just have Royce out there?
Yes, I have Royce and another horse named Wonder, but I've mainly been riding Royce.
Okay, I don't know about Wonder. Is that like a kind of like your second stringer you have with you?
Yeah, I got him right before I left for the summer, and he's been my second stringer all summer. I've rode him a handful of times, but not a ton yet.
Yeah, it's just nice to take them out there and get acquainted with them and everything.
Yep, it's good to have a backup.
Yes, for sure. Awesome. Well, let's talk about Puyallup. Huge stage and a huge win for you.
Yeah, Puyallup is definitely a bucket list rodeo, and be able to win it. It was a lot of fun for sure.
Mm-hmm. For people watching, I know I was kind of struggling. I was like, gosh, what is this start? What are these calves? What is going on? Because I've
To be honest, I'm used to you guys just going, sub 2 seconds. And Puyallup made you work for it a little bit.
Yeah, I thought the calves were really good this year, and the first set of girls, that set of calves was the softer end of them, and then our set was a little bit stronger, and it made, I thought that everybody had a chance on every calf.
Okay. Yeah, well, you're like, I can't really say too much about it 'cause I just want it. So,
Yeah.
what was the start over there?
It wasn't much over there. A step and you were out over there. Those calves left pretty true, and it was pretty fun over there.
There you go. Well, and on the short round day, a lot of them were heading left and yours stayed pretty straight.
Yeah, that calf was really good. That was the calf that Bo went 2-1 on, and so I knew he was gonna be good, and he stayed true and still left good still, and didn't change his route, so he was pretty good.
Nice. Talk to me a little bit about the crowd over there, because I know you're probably getting some of the more city vibes. I remember one of the announcers, a rope broke off, and you could tell the crowd was upset, and they were like, "Oh no, this is supposed to happen." So, and I'm sure you get that at a few of the bigger city rodeos, but tell me about the crowd over there.
That crowd, we actually talked about it every night. Even some nights were smaller than others, but that crowd loved it over there. Every event, I mean, they would hoop and holler for everybody. Pretty much everybody that got a time, they would scream for you.
Yeah, that's kind of fun because I know you guys are probably pretty hard on yourself when it's a 3 second time and you're like down in the dumps, and then somebody who maybe doesn't know much better is cheering for you and kind of lifts you up a little bit.
Yeah, that crowd was, they loved it over there.
That's so fun. Okay, so got into Puyallup, and where were you in the playoff series standings before this rodeo?
I was fourth coming into Puyallup in the tour standings.
Okay, so you were already pretty comfortable as far as Sioux Falls, so you could kind of, I don't want to say be riskier in Puyallup, but there wasn't as much pressure probably.
Yeah, I wasn't safe into Sioux Falls, but I had definitely had a good chance, but I was hoping to make Puyallup count, and that way just have it for sure that I would be able to get to Sioux Falls this year.
100%. And took the top four out of Puyallup and then the top eight out of the standings to go to Sioux Falls, and I'm sure they'll drop down in the playoff series standings, which is something that I'm gonna have to be crunching some numbers on here pretty quick.
Yeah, there's a
Okay.
lot of girls right there tight.
I know. Same for the world standings, which speaking of, I had you sitting at number 12, and then again with your almost $20,000 weekend, I have you projected to move up into number 7 with $114,000.
That's exciting. I haven't been that high, and then to be able to be top 10 would be great coming into the finals.
I know, and you broke 100,000, and you're right in there tight. We have Maddie, Cheyenne, and you are all within $1,000 of each other. So it's gonna be really fun to watch.
Yes, the money this year has been crazy high, and the girls have been winning and roping really good, so it's been a lot of fun this year.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about kind of what your mantra's been this year. What's been your main focus? Some girls are really trying to give themselves a chance every time. Some girls are swinging for the fences. How do you make sure you get the best out of every run?
I try to just, no matter what I draw, I just try to hit the barrier as best as I can, and then just make a run on what that calf will let me do. Like when they're stronger, sometimes they'll drag it down the ring a little more, but I just try to make sure and hit the barrier and give myself the best chance I can.
So for someone who hasn't been following as closely, kind of run through some of the higher points of this summer, paycheck and rodeo wise.
Yeah, really I've had a really good summer. It started off at the college finals and then kind of carried throughout July. Had a good summer, and I had a bad week the week before Puyallup. That was really all I can remember of a week I really didn't win much, and then but it's been a really good summer to me.
Hey everyone, it's September, which means it's Women in Rodeo Month, and I am so proud to tell you about our Women in Rodeo Month sponsor, Mane & Tail. If you've been in the rodeo industry long enough, you have used their products and know that they work fabulously. Mane and Tail's Ultimate Gloss Shampoo and Conditioner delivers a champion shine with a pH balanced formula powered by protein, coconut, and avocado oils. It deep cleans sweat, dirt, and sand while moisturizing to prevent breakage. It's saddle safe and performance proven and leaves every coat, mane, and tail with an arena ready high gloss finish. We cannot thank Mane and Tail enough for supporting our Women in Rodeo Month. And now let's get back to the Women in Rodeo.
Well, something that I'm realizing, talked to a couple of the girls that are going hopefully to their first NFBRs, is just being consistent, even if it's not huge checks every week, but just getting a check every week is so huge to maintaining your position in the standings.
Yes, this year it seems you've had to win almost have $3,000 weeks just to hold your spot, and you're not even really gaining on anybody, but just be able to hold your spot, just winning checks every week most definitely helps.
Yeah. So winning checks every week, kind of staying consistent. How has Royce been feeling out there?
Royce has been, he's been good all summer, I thought, and he still feels good, and I'm excited for the last couple weeks that we have out here.
Well, it'll be fun to get back into the NFBR and that really short setup that I know that you excel on. But let's talk about Puyallup a little bit. I'm going to pull up all the times here. You said that you guys had a faster set of cattle, so kind of talk me through your game plan when you were back in the box up there.
I was able to watch the first set go, and then so kind of had a game plan in my head, and then I was at the end of the first round in my set, and so I knew kind of what the round looked like, and I knew I just wanted to get the first one down and then go from there and see what I needed to do. And then the second round, I just made the best run I could on the calf I had and then just waited out everybody else to see.
Yeah, sweat it out. And then that semifinal was kind of started off a little bit softer. And I kind of thought you made a smart run with your 3-2, roped him a little bit further down the pin, but making sure you got a time when, you know, out of 8 girls, we had a few no times.
Yeah, I knew I was kind of at the second half of that, and some girls had some tough luck. I knew if I made a solid run that I would have a good chance of making it back to the top 4.
Nice. And for the finals, you were first out, I believe?
Yeah.
Okay. And talk to me about that loop. I know it wasn't the picture-perfect loop, but it got the job done.
Yeah, it wasn't the best one, but I was talking to Haley before we went, and she asked me what my game plan was, and I told her I was going for first just because what else you do when you got the foreman? That was just the best shot we were going to have, and the loop wasn't the best, but I was glad it went on.
Yeah, right. It's hard because girls say, you know, if you safety up, you get in trouble, and then, you know, might end up too long to get anything anyway. So you never know when you're first out, especially.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the feeling like when you realized that you had gotten Puyallup locked up and you were for sure heading to Sioux Falls?
Oh, it was great. Everybody that was in that top 4 was so happy that they were in Sioux Falls, and I was the same way. And just Sioux Falls is just so much money, and it's a game changer over there for everybody.
Yeah. I know. Saw Martha posted about getting back into Sioux Falls, which I know feels really good for her. And she's had a really nice last 2 weeks or so. So it's fun. I'm always rooting for everybody, even though I know it's impossible for everybody to win.
Yeah. Everybody was excited over there.
Who have you been hauling with this summer? I saw Haley was supporting you in the box there at Puyallup, which I just thought was amazing. But have you been kind of going at it yourself or teaming up with anybody?
Yeah, I started the summer with Reagan Cotton, and then we went majority of the summer together, and then she just recently went home, so it's just me right now.
Okay, is that more intimidating, or are you kind of feeling like you got in the groove?
No, I don't mind going by myself, especially in the Northwest. Everything's super close, and then everybody's going to the same rodeo, so you can either follow somebody over there, or you know somebody that's close around you.
Yes, well, I'm sure It feels a little bit like a few years ago with the breakaway roping, because I know that it was like everybody used to go to the same rodeos, and then we suddenly got all the rodeos, and now girls are saying that they don't see each other for weeks at a time.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of skimming through the projected world standings. I have Shelby flipping over Taylor again, which is going to be insane. And then Josie's doing work about 30 grand behind him. And then, like I mentioned earlier, Haley, Maddie, Cheyenne, and you are in there like pretty tight. And Bo, can't forget Bo.
Yeah.
So, what is your mindset as you kind of charge through these last 3 weeks of the season? We got some big rodeos coming up.
Yeah, my mindset going into them is to just try and finish strong and not really change anything that I've done all summer.
Yeah. And then we have circuit finals and Kimes, and maybe you'll get to rest a little bit in there before the finals. But what does that kind of quote off season look like for you?
Yeah, that off season's still busy. We got a Kimes qualifier, and then I've also got a couple of fraternity horses that I'll be taking some places, and so not much time off, but maybe
Yeah.
my good horse will be able to get some time off, but as for me, probably not
As
much.
for you, you're gonna keep roping.
Yep.
Are you taking any horses to EQHA World?
I was thinking about it. I haven't really looked into it, but I was thinking about going to there this year.
Right. And then we have Solo and we have the Gold Buckle for sure. So
Yep, and
staying
I'll be
busy.
going to both of those.
We're just gonna get you sharp for Vegas. Well, if you stay inside the top 10, you won't have to worry about going to that Kimes qualifier.
Yeah, hopefully so. It'll work out.
Yeah, you're like, I'm just gonna keep it on the calendar and keep doing the workout here.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I think that about wraps it up for me. I'm just really excited for you, and we'll see just how everything shakes out. It's hard to predict these days with all the money and the tour points and everything, but it is
Yeah.
exciting.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, drive safe to your next one and we'll catch you later.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, that is another episode down for the Breakaway Breakdown, this time with Miss Riley George. I am so glad you tuned in with us today, and hopefully you will be joining us as we finish out the regular pro rodeo season. We enter the fraternity season with the Solo Select Fraternity, Gold Buckle Fraternity, and AQHA World. Get into some circuit finals, and then finally the Kimes Million Dollar Breakaway before the grand finale, the NFBR in Las Vegas. So lots of exciting things coming. Can't wait to chat with you guys again. Big thank you again to our supporter, Mane and Tail, for supporting this episode and our entire month of Women in Rodeo this September. Check out the feeds at Breakaway Roping Journal and BarrelRacing.com for all things Women in Rodeo. All right, guys, I'll catch you next time.